and realize it is not through thought that you can awaken. It is not through adding more to the accumulation of thought in your mind that you can awaken. It is not through any adding to yourself in any way, whether material things or thought forms or ideas or beliefs or experiences. It is not through adding more to yourself, to the content of your mind, that you awaken. It is not through adding more thought to the huge accumulation of thought forms that each human being, including yourself, already walks around with and derives their sense of self from, the me. And the momentum that this accumulated thought structure that most people identify with as themselves, that accumulated movement of thought with all its accumulated content, thought forms, knowledge, experiences, memories, all thoughts, that has enormous momentum. And an essential part of that momentum is that it needs more to add to itself, because the thought structure of yourself, the mind-made self, believes that it is not yet complete. It needs more, and that more could be more understanding. It says, I don't yet understand the purpose of the universe. And it might say, I've come here, listened to all these speakers, and I still don't understand the purpose of the universe and how it all works and how I fit into it. What's my place in it? That's the most important question. What about me? There's all that, but this is more important. In a deeper sense, that is true. In a superficial sense, it's an illusion. So there is this need in the mind, that is the mind, to accumulate. And if you are here this weekend, that means you have gone beyond the base forms of accumulation, well, more or less, and that is needing to accumulate material possessions, and thus by, and again, it's not the material possession that is ultimately what counts to the mind, it's the thought form, because you don't know what's out there, you only know it as a thought form. That's what it wants. Identify with another thought form, the mansion, mine, the car, my car. A thought form becomes invested with self. And so it is added to the accumulated thought forms that make up the me. And so you have already gone beyond, to a large extent, although it may still linger a little bit, those base forms of identifications. You may also have gone beyond of needing to add to yourself other thought forms, the thought forms of people think that I am great, the thought forms of getting recognition. Oh, aren't you great? The thought form that needs to feel that you are famous, you've made it in the eyes of the world. The world tells you, yes, yes, you are important. The phone rings all the time. Everybody wants to talk to you. I am important. And that's a nice thought from, and many of us longing for that, that a need in millions of people, particularly in Western culture, that longing of, I haven't made it yet. Once I make it, then I'll be complete. And that means once I have added further thought forms to me, further mental images of who I am, which other people will tell me, that's who you are. Ah, you are such and such. Satisfying mental labels. President of so that.